Tens of thousands of civilians have reportedly fled from rebel-held territory in Sri Lanka's north as the military prepares for its final push in the long-running civil war. Charles Collins has the story.
The Sri Lankan government is calling it the largest ever hostage rescue mission in history. Some 35,000 civilians trapped in the ever-shrinking pocket of Tamil rebel-controlled Sri Lanka fled to safety after the Sri Lankan military opened several routes through the Tiger Lines. The exodus comes just days after the military imposed a unilateral two-day ceasefire to encourage civilians to flee. Only a few hundred left at that time, prompting the government to renew accusations that the rebels are holding civilians against their will to use as human shields. The charge has also been leveled by the governments of Britain and France, as well as aid groups, though the rebels have denied it. In recent months, the military has ousted the Tamil rebels from all their strongholds in an all-out offensive, forcing them to retreat to the no-fire zone for a final stand. The United Nations says an estimated 100,000 civilians are trapped in the war zone, which measures only 20 square kilometers. The UN and others have called for a negotiated ceasefire to allow the civilians to leave, saying an estimated 4,500 non-combatants have been killed in the last 3 months. I'm Charles Collins.